The stairs end, revealing an immense cavern where raw rock merges with ancient Cyclopean architecture. Four massive pillars carved from granite support a dark vault. The heavy, stagnant air exhales an acrid smell of iodine, mixed with a pestilential stench that catches in your throat. To the north, gaping, the entrance of a dark tunnel promises unknown depths. A few steps descend toward a floor where brackish, murky water laps. To the south stands a nightmarish statue, 4 meters of blasphemy, with a fish body, human torso with 4 clawed arms and a monstrous half-human, half-batrachian head, adorned with a single eye and a jaw teeming with tentacles. It watches over a vast basin of black water preceded by a massive stone altar. At the centre of this unholy temple a well is encircled by a low rim engraved with undulating waves. Nearby, a simple wooden crate contrasts with a copper vessel from which black, greasy smoke rises lazily. However, your attention is caught by a macabre scene in the centre. Near the well lies a body in a broken position in the middle of a large pool of blood. But what truly chills you are the enormous tentacles of such a dark purple they appear almost black, emerging from the central well. They coil around the 4 colossal pillars, their grip making the stone groan under the pressure. Pieces of rock are already detaching, falling with an ominous crash onto the cavern floor.